And then we went back to French Polynesia, lucky us, for the third time. And then we went to, spent a year in Patagonia and went to the Falkland Islands.
Alyssa traces her family's journey on a plastic globe. Behind her, 7-year-old Eric and 11-year-old Elias fuel up on fruit. They're getting ready for an afternoon cross-country race. Elias is trying his hand at track and field. Alyssa says it's the first time the boys have joined team sports. They've spent most of their lives at sea. Alyssa and Mike lived in Kodiak for 7 years and set off for their world travels when Elias was under a year old. On the globe, Alyssa points out Australia, where Eric was born.
Well, we kind of combined two dreams. You know, Mike wanted to sail to Australia, and I wanted to be a full-time mom. So we did it at the same time.
They lived in Australia for a couple of years, and another year in Chile, and otherwise traveled where they wanted. Mike made a living remotely working on fisheries data analysis, and Alyssa homeschooled their sons, who otherwise entertained themselves with everything from bird watching to drawing. Eric climbs onto a counter in their kitchen and points out a couple of his creations.
I'm getting a bit too big to show you. This one and this one are my ones.
What are they of?
This one's two knights fighting, this one's a bird.
Elias holds up what looks like a self-made reference chart covered in colorful fish lures and other objects.
It's like what I'd actually want to buy if I had a bunch of money, but it would cost so much money.
Elias talks about some of the other activities he did to pass the time on the boat, like snorkeling and sailing.
But fishing's sort of my favorite all the time, 100% of the time.
He says his family caught squid, mahi-mahi, and wahoo during their travels. Alyssa says they had a fridge on board, but not a freezer, which means the fish didn't stay good very long unless they canned or consumed it.
When we catch a fish, we stop fishing, and then we eat fish for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The family arrived in Kodiak in July. Alyssa says they're settling in.
Sometimes it feels like we're still visiting, but for the most part, it's wonderful. We're really glad to be back in Kodiak.
Or if we have a house, because, like, we're going to have a house pretty soon.
Someday we will. That's the plan.
Mike says it's the right time for a more permanent home.
Our kids are getting to the point where they'll be happy to be in school and have some friends outside the family and have some friends who they know for more than a month at a time. You know, we've been leading this very peripatetic life where they didn't have any really stable friendships. And really my wife and I love Alaska, you know, is what it comes down to. This is still home to us and where our hearts are. So it's just sort of time to come back.
Mike has returned to the science scene in Kodiak. He now works as an assistant research professor at the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center on Near Island. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.